For the second time in less than a week, Israeli forces stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Al-Quds to allow the entry of fanatic settlers led by extremist deputy Knesset speaker Moshe Feigen to perform prayers on a Jewish celebration. The soldiers fired rubber bullets and tear gas grenades towards the Palestinian worshippers and have wounded at least 15 and arrested 10 others.
Those fanatics who forced their way into Al-Aqsa Mosque are calling for expelling all Muslims from the mosque and Jerusalem. More than 15 Palestinians were wounded and over 10 were arrested during the attack. All the gates leading to the mosque were closed and none of the worshippers were allowed to enter.
The Israeli soldiers broke into Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the early hours and evacuated the Palestinian worshippers by force. They had spent the night at Al-Aqsa Mosque to prevent any Israeli intrusion to the holy site. Meanwhile, Mufti of Al-Quds and Palestinian territories, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, warned of consequences of preventing Muslim worshippers from accessing Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli police.
This attack has been carried out under protection of Israel, where the soldiers attack the worshippers in Al-Aqsa Mosque. And it's a clear policy to impose new de facto in Al-Aqsa Mosque to evacuate it in specific times.
While Israel's bet to create a new reality in the Holy Mosque and its compound continues, the Palestinians insist that they will carry on defending Al-Aqsa no matter what the price is. Jerusalem Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa Mosque are Israel's main targets during Jewish holidays and celebrations. The Israelis usually break into Al-Aqsa Mosque on these occasions, and they are always confronted by Palestinian worshippers. Mona Kandile, Press TV, Colandia Checkpoint, Jerusalem Al-Quds.